Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Let's get started. Welcome to the WordPress Help Desk. Hi, my name is Ken Freeman, and here's what I have for you in today's show. Every week, we bring you three parts, page one, page two, and page three. Page one is the latest WordPress news, page two is our WordPress focus, and page three is my favorite part, and that's where we take your calls, take your questions, and we try to answer anything you have about WordPress. You can share it with your friends, you can subscribe and be notified every time we do this, and today's show, of course, is sponsored by our primary websites. Number one, site-keeper.com, because this is where we offer WordPress managed support. WPSiteMakers.com, where you can get great, engaging, award-winning website design. And we would love for you to also know about our special high-speed, lightning-fast WordPress-optimized hosting at hosting-master.com. If you have any questions, visit our sponsors. Let them know that you heard about them on Blog Talk Radio. And by the way, won't you subscribe while you're here? Tell your friends about WordPress Help Desk. And now let's get started on page one. Hi, this is Ken Freeman, and this is my WordPress Help Desk. And in WordPress news, SEO by Yoast has a great big announcement. It was almost 5 years ago when Yoast started the Yoast company, offering website reviews and free plugins. And Yoast's core business was in sharing knowledge and making it easier to use usable websites. 5 years later, Yoast has turned into one of the biggest WordPress plugin providers with 21 employees and counting. And to celebrate the past 5 years of growth and experience, Yoast has dedicated to mark this milestone with a technical conference to be held May 27th over in Germany in their hometown of Dillenburg. For tickets about YoastCon and tickets, visit Yoast.com. Now, you can follow a link on their blog post over to their websites. But also, you need to know that Yoast was in the news this week. Recent updates this week have included SEO by Yoast, Ninja Forms, Gravity Forms, WP Statistics, Formidable Forms, and even Askimut. All have been driven by the recent WordPress 4.0 to 4.1.1 upgrade. Now, there are two vulnerabilities that really hit the WordPress community this past week. First, as mentioned, SEO by Yoast. So the word to the wise is upgrade the moment you hear about this. Now, one of the problems is that because of Yoast's vulnerability, WordPress took the initiative to upgrade automatically, and this shocked a lot of people that they didn't know that WordPress was going to do that. And Yoast has a rather ugly history of upgrades breaking your website, so to do this automatically really set a lot of people off on the wrong track. Another biggie became vulnerable this week, and that was WooCommerce. WordFence Security sent an alert out Friday of this past week indicating that WooCommerce had a major hole that could lead to immediate hacking. Thus, it urged WooCommerce to fix the problem, and WooCommerce announced a new upgrade very quickly. So if you are a WooCommerce user, upgrade your version as soon as possible. If you want to stay on top of the weakest link in WordPress food chain, use WordFence Security Plugin. Works around the clock for such problems and with plugins and tools used by WordPress. Now, in other news, building a thriving email list of subscribers is, of course, one of the cornerstones of a successful website. Despite being a slightly older form of communication, it remains one of the most important ways of staying in touch with your audience. Do you use MailChimp? Well, here's a great article on how to implement MailChimp within your WordPress. Go over to torquemag.io/integrate-MailChimp into WordPress. And of course, put dashes between those last three words. Integrate-MailChimp-into-WordPress. If you want to keep people visiting your website longer, there's a great blog article over at TorqueMag that outlines these key things that you can do to keep your visitors on your website. And you can check that out while you're there at torquemag.io/keep-visitors-on-your-website-longer. That's keep-visitors-on-your-website-longer. Well, let's take a moment and talk about Bootstrap and WordPress. Last year, Bootstrap joined the flat design craze with its 3.0 release and a new optional theme. The default box model and basic UL components have been greatly improved, and Bootstrap 3.1 introduced an official SaaS port, further expanding the framework's toolbox. You can find 18 free WordPress themes built around WordPress 3.1. Here is the link, wptavern.com/18-free-WordPress-themes-built-with-Bootstrap. 18-free-WordPress-themes-built-with-Bootstrap. That's over at WP Tavern, and I think you would like to check that out because those flat themes are the latest way of going about building WordPress themes. When there's a critical security vulnerability, such as was discovered with Yoast SEO plugin this week, WordPress.org took the initiative to automatically update users' websites with the patch version of the plugin. Many users were taken by surprise, given that the WordPress codecs clearly stated that automatic plugin and theme updates are disabled by default. Shortly after the automatic update rolled out, the codecs page was updated to reflect the fact that in rare instances, WordPress.org will automatically update your plugins and themes unless you opt to turn this feature off entirely. Many users were not comfortable with forced automatic updates, but the good news is that there is a filter to turn them off. And prior to this security issue, users were not aware that they had to opt out of forced updates. On one side of the fence, there are those who think there's no big deal and are thankful that WordPress.org is proactive on behalf of the user security. But on the other hand, there are those who are wary of forced updates by plugin authors who are notorious for pushing out problematic updates. The support forum for Yoast SEO plugin contains many threads regarding fatal errors following updates issued in the past. No site admin can realistically be expected to log into his website and check for updates every day, let alone follow all the news surrounding plugin theme security issues. And the WordPress Notifier plugin will monitor your WordPress install for updates and send you an email when they become available. And it includes the following features: to set the interval of how often to check for updates, in other words, hourly, twice daily, or daily. It sets the WordPress to check for updates more often, meaning you get to know about updates sooner. And you get emailed about core plugin and theme updates. You can also choose if you want to be notified about active-only themes and plugin updates, or remove the upgrade nag message to non-admin users. And for advanced users, there's a number of filters and actions you can implement. It would be truly awesome if WP Updates Notifier would also be able to scan the plugin's change log for the word security and tack it onto the email if that was applicable. But WP Updates Notifier can be useful even if you're comfortable allowing WordPress.org to perform occasional forced updates to themes and plugins for security. You may be using a plugin that is not nearly popular enough to meet the criteria for a forced automatic update. Regardless, it may be useful for you to know as soon as there is an update available. The important thing is to stay in the loop for potential security issues and get patches as soon as they are available, and WP Updates Notifier lets you do that without having to allow any third-party update core plugins or themes on your server. Plugin is most useful when you have a handful of sites or fewer. Otherwise, it probably would be better to utilize a central dashboard service where you can check in regularly to see updates across all of your sites at once. I personally prefer to use WP Remote, and that allows me to watch all 88 of my WordPress websites on the server. Now, coming up 4/24, be aware that the Apple Watch is due to hit. This is going to transform the way we do internet. And this wraps up our WordPress news. Now I'm excited to move right into page 2 to let you hear from this recent interview I did with John Peterson. Let's join that interview now. Okay, well, this is it. I had the opportunity to interview John Peterson of Devalair, a WordPress production agency in Dallas and Houston. Let's get started with this live interview. I have with me on the WordPress Help Desk microphone, John Peterson of Devalair and a WordPress design team based in Texas. John, welcome to my WordPress Help Desk.
Howdy, howdy, Ken. Thanks for having me on board.
Why don't you, since we have not really introduced you yet to our audience, why don't you take a moment and just tell us what your background is, how you got into WordPress?
Well, yeah, great question, Ken. And, you know, just kind of got into WordPress somewhat, I guess, accidentally. Kind of got into it, actually, you know, with WordCamp, actually. And I know there's a lot of WordCamps out there, and they're still going strong. So I'd say, really, what got us into WordPress, going headstrong with it, was WordCamp 2009 in Dallas, Texas.
And when you saw WordPress at that WordCamp, what had you been working with prior to that?
Yeah, I'd been working with Joomla before that, and being a software developer and having that software development background, Joomla was the first big CMS to come out in open source fashion, and they forked it, and Joomla went open source, and so I liked it. Big improvement over just hand coding, but it was very complex, and it had a lot of different options for doing pretty much what everybody wanted it to do, which made it hard to use. And I went to the WordCamp conference there back in 2009, and, you know, met a lot of different people from a lot of different backgrounds. I wasn't sure what to expect, but there were business owners, there were designers, there were developers, there were internet marketers, there were all different kinds of folks. And so, yeah, that was, you know, definitely something that I loved about WordPress and its ease of use.
Yes. Well, you're kind of telling my story as well, because I started in HTML, PHP, moved over to Joomla, and then saw it to be too complex for anyone mm-hmm. to try to figure out. And so then I was introduced to the WordPress meetup. I looked and saw what people were doing, and I said, why didn't I start here?
Yeah, and I mean, if it's tough for us, Ken, you know, we do this stuff day in and day out. If it's tough for us to kind of get around in and manage, what do our clients think? You know, what do the folks who want to just use the content management system, what do they think? I mean, WordPress was light years ahead of Joomla.
Oh, right. Well, and so that's the reason you have become a WordPress person, right?
For sure. And, you know, these days, you know, WordPress, it has stiff competition out there. They're not, you know, they had usability going into it for a long time, and the ease of use and SEO, WordPress from day one was always very friendly for search engines. That was it's something that's common now. You can see that with Squarespace and other content management systems out there. And to be honest, you know, editing content on Squarespace is easier than it is on WordPress. But WordPress, they're not taking this standing down. I did reading up on, you know, inline text editing, and it's coming. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw it on WordPress in another year.
Right. Well, I agree. I mean, we see it transforming, what, 98 times since its birth? So, what will tomorrow hold? I really do believe the day's coming of just basic inline and basic real-time and basic, you know, drag-drop.
Yeah, our clients have been confused by it because of their expectations now. A few years ago, the expectation was, you would log into an admin on the back end and it would look a little bit different than the front end. But in the days of, you know, Squarespace, and there are other ones out there too, like Weebly. And
yeah, but I mean, I know that the technology is shifting very rapidly. And so with having a whole bunch of web companies out there, what beef do you have with the word agency?
Oh, yeah, good question. And I will put that off for just a second, if that's all right, Ken. I want to make sure, and this, you know, I've kind of talked about how other people have caught up on usability for WordPress. But where WordPress, I think, still excels is, you know, you and I both have a bunch of different types of clients and a bunch of different clients, and they all have different needs. And, you know, to use the square metaphor, not everything fits in a box. And WordPress is great about, I can extend it, I can enhance it, I can change it to meet our clients' needs. And so going forward, freedom, I think, is a big thing that WordPress has going for it. Yeah, You know, they don't have the inline text editing, but that's coming soon, and they've got everything else.
John, why don't you take a moment, because you and I have both been at those WordPress meetings. There's a handful of us that are considered the gurus in town with a million web development companies out there. What makes your company, DevAlair, different?
Yeah, what makes us different, I think, kind of goes back to that agency question that you brought up earlier. You know, what's the beef with the word agency? We do, you know, we work hard. And myself, and then I have contractors and, you know, other folks that I work with, you know, in Texas and out of Texas, and we all work together, and it's a distributed work environment. That means that, you know, we're not always online at the same time. You know, we chat via Skype, we send emails back and forth. We, you know, have wikis for implementing our processes. So we're a very process-oriented company, and, you know, project management is a big part of making sure that process flows smoothly. I think the agency trap, and, you know, there are great agencies out there that do really good work and treat their employees well, but there are also those agencies that, you know, there are a lot of them in Dallas. And there was one, there's a young woman, her name was Nita Diran back in 2013. She was working at an agency. This is an overseas one in Indonesia, but she literally worked herself to death. And I think that was probably the day where I just didn't like the word agency. She would tweet out, you know, after working 30-hour stints, agency life, you know, on Twitter, you know, hashtag agency life. And that's no kind of life. And I just don't like the agencies that overwork their employees and just don't value their off time. So that's kind of the beef I have with it. And, you know, what makes us different is planning out our projects, you know, not overcommitting, having ample resources to get work done. And that may mean that, you know, things happen, like, you know, stuff comes up with the client and they're like, I need this tomorrow or in a couple of days or this week or whatever. And so that means we have to shift, you know, tasks sometimes. And that means there might be a lower priority task on something that isn't as front and center. And we just, you know, we let that one go till next week. And so just managing this project, being realistic and valuing the people that do the work.
Well, let's say through your experience, do you have any easy to implement tips that our WordPress developers listening could use, or even for business owners who run their WordPress? What would be some good tips that you could pass on to them?
Oh, yeah, definitely have some very good tips. And I was at a WordPress meetup group last night in Houston. And, you know, we met there at 6 o'clock, and we were there until 7:45. We could have gone longer with, you know, everybody's questions and, you know, folks like myself and the organizer for the group, you know, just helping to answer those questions and, you know, really just helping small business owners. And there was one tip that I sent out recently in the newsletter here, and it had to do with a service called Kraken. And Kraken is spelled K-R-A-K-E-N. I love the name. What they do is they optimize image sizes or images for you. Now, you and I know, Ken, I know you love to run VPSs with SSDs. You have these fast servers with these fast hard drives, and that's super important. Having the fast servers is paramount.
That's right. That's right.
Now, to have a business owner go and switch that and do it on their own, they would definitely need help from somebody like you or I or one of the other, you know, web development companies out there to switch to a fast host. So something that they could do is speed up, you know, reduce their image sizes, but keep the quality. And that's what Kraken does.
Right. I've not used Kraken. I'd like to learn about it, but I've been using Smushit, and it does a similar job, you know, of optimizing images quickly.
Yeah, there are a lot of good tools out there. There's some Mac-based tools. Image Optim is another one that I've been using before. And the reason I like Kraken is because they have a WordPress plugin. You can add it on the back end, and then it just hooks right into your media manager. So you select the images that are already in WordPress in your media manager, and then you can select them all, and then you there's a little option called crack them all. You know, go through or reduce them. And these are images that I'd already optimized using Photoshop and other optimization programs that, you know, you had mentioned and whatnot. And Kraken made them smaller, even smaller, which I was amazed by. Yeah, so I'd say you could conservatively expect a 30% reduction in image size.
Right, and I've noticed, even, you know, whether it's been with the tool I use or that one you're using, that does buy a lot of speed. It dramatically changes it.
Yeah, well, definitely can.
Well, no, we're running out of time, but do you have any other favorite web services?
Web services, definitely. You know, Kraken's one that I just found. There's another one that's more fundamental, and WordPress, the blessing and the curse is, the blessing is it's, you can run it, you can run whatever software you want, whatever plugins you want, whatever version of WordPress you want, it's really up to you. The curse is that WordPress is so popular that so many malware folks out there target it.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, I heavily recommend Sucuri as something to keep your site safe. They've got different options, but you know, we have ours scanned every 4 to 6 hours, and they're looking for malware. And these guys are on the front lines battling malware every day. When possible, you know, you may want to remove the malware yourself as a developer, or if a file gets infected, restore it from a backup. But when that's not available, definitely use them. They have free malware removal services, and you know, it's a great bargain.
I have for many times recommended Sucuri because when you look around, there's a lot of guys doing security, but I think they are at the top.
Yeah, and there's no sales guys there trying to push you into some other product. They're very upfront with their pricing. I've heard horror stories of other security companies. So.
That's right. Well, I know on WordPress Help Desk, I have many times talked about, you know, the top 10 or the top 20 WordPress plugins. What's your take on the most favorite WordPress plugins?
Yeah, there are a lot of great plugins out there for WordPress. Sometimes people come to us, they don't even know what a plugin is. We'll say, you know, you've got an iPhone, you've got an Android, you've got whatever. There's apps to help make it better. Same thing for WordPress. There's plugins for WordPress to help make it better. There are tens of thousands of them. And of those, there are a few that we install on every site. One of those is WordPress SEO by Yoast, which I know you're familiar with.
Right.
And the other two that we like a lot are more diagnostic related. One of them is called Debug Bar. Nobody really talks about it, but Debug Bar is written by the WordPress folks, and it tells you what's going to go wrong with your site. And oftentimes, sites don't just crash out of the blue. They have these little errors that nobody notices for a long time. And then all of a sudden, there's a big upgrade for WordPress. Debug Bar will tell you about those little coding errors. And you know, you can have a developer fix them before your site goes down. So that's another one. P3, Plugin Performance Profiler, written by the folks at GoDaddy. It will tell you what plugins are slow, what's slowing your site down. It is fantastic for identifying those poorly written plugins.
All right. Any others?
That would be our top three. There are other ones that we install on a case-by-case basis. You know, there are forwarding plugins or redirection plugins. Whenever you change a link, you don't want to make Google angry. You want to redirect the old link. And the plugin we like for that is Quick Page Post Redirect. The reason I like that one is because it works on Apache servers. Like, I think are you running Apache, Ken?
Yes.
You guys on? So it works on Apache. It also works on Nginx servers. So one plugin will work everywhere, and that's why we like that one. But there are a few others too, but I like that one too.
Okay. Well, John, how can someone contact you?
Well, they can go to our website, devlare.com, and that's spelled D-E-V, like develop, E-L-A-R-E. And if you want to sign up for our newsletter, we've got a little input box right there. You can sign up. We're going to send just probably about one email a month, not more than that, maybe less. It just depends on what kind of tips come up for the month. It's very short and very to the point. You can scan through it in no time. Real-world stories, very, very good information.
All right. And you want to give them your phone number?
Sure. Yeah, you guys, anybody can call us anytime. We've got a toll-free number for Devlare, and that number is 888-521-8996. Look forward to hearing calls, and yeah, just appreciate the opportunity, Ken.
We have a page on our website that is designed for anyone that listens to our podcast. They can just click over to mywphelpdesk.com/John-Peterson, and they can actually see your bio and get to your link and so forth.
Well, awesome, Ken. Appreciate the opportunity and putting that up on the website.
Well, we appreciate you, and have a great day, and thanks for being part of today's WordPress Help Desk.
Well, I do hope you enjoyed this exclusive interview with John Peterson. To send me a question for use on this show, email support@awebstore.com or text me at 903-926-2607. Remember, to ask a question, email support@awebstore.com or text me at 903-926-2607. Well, on page 3, here's some questions I heard this week. Where can I find WordPress training to learn how to use WordPress efficiently? Well, in my experience, the online options have been great. Of course, you can search YouTube for WordPress training or WordPress tutorials. You can search Udemy.com, that's Udemy.com, which is a great source of information. They've got about 162 courses on WordPress, and 35 of those are free, and that's over at www.udemy.com. iThemes also offers about 24 WordPress 101 introductory videos for free over at ithemes.com/tutorials. And of course, Lynda, L-Y-N-D-A, Lynda.com offers a $25 a month subscription, and their library includes 24 courses on WordPress and a lot more. Find that over at www.lynda.com. And of course, you can consider the successful web designer training package from Learn Web Development for only $197. And they also have an 8-week WordPress boot camp for $397. And I would recommend that to anyone that really wants to just dive into WordPress or follow up on the 8-week path. James asked this question: what do you consider to be the top 3 security plugins to use? How can I keep my WordPress safe? Well, James, contrary to what you may have heard, the core WordPress software is very secure. So why do you hear about other people's WordPress sites being hacked? Perhaps you've even been hacked yourself. These security breaches occur not because of vulnerability in the WordPress software, but because of the weak user passwords, the weakness of the plugins or themes, and not keeping the software up to date. Still, in today's world, big companies like Sony and Apple, Home Depot are getting hacked. Nothing is 100% secure, so we want to take every step possible to make our WordPress as secure as possible. Now, I personally use WordFence Security because it does a great job, but there are other plugins that also do great jobs. iThemes Security is one of the best overall security plugins you can find if you're using iThemes. It's robust, it's wrapped up in a nice interface, and makes it easy for any novice to use. And this plugin fixes many issues that leave WordPress sites vulnerable, as well as hardens the security. For instance, it will hide the login and admin pages, remove information hackers use to gain access to your website, and it scans your site for vulnerabilities and helps you make regular backups to your database. The dashboard for iThemes Security presents a checklist for action items, and it's easy to use, and you can click on one item, be taken to the page where you can enable that security. And there's, of course, a number of advanced options for the more experienced WordPress user. Another is All-in-One WP Security and Firewall. All-in-One WP Security and Firewall offers many of the same features of iThemes Security, and I recommend picking one or the other. One feature of All-in-One WP Security and Firewall is that it gives you a meter on your dashboard that gives your site a score of how secure it is. By adding additional security options, you can increase your score. And this plugin's interface is not as easy as iThemes, but it offers a couple of options that are better suited for certain sites. Now, one of the best that I can recommend is Securi Security. Securi is one of the top experts in WordPress security. In addition to their premium services, they offer this security plugin free. And here are some of its features. It will track all the activity of your site. It includes user logs and when changes are made to your site. This way, if there's a breach in security, you'll be able to review the activity logs and find out when it occurred. It can also scan your core WordPress files for any abnormalities, and if it finds anything, you can quickly restore a copy of the file to how it is supposed to be. Securi will even scan blacklist monitoring sites to see if they flag your website for security issues, as this might be a high indication that there is malware on your website. And finally, Securi has a section of suggested actions to harden your site security, and all of this is available with just a click of a button. And then I guess one that I've used, I don't know that it's one of my favorites, but it's a very robust one, and that is Brute Protect, because one of the most common ways hackers try to gain access to your website is through what is called a brute force attack. In a brute force attack, bots are sent to your site to try different combinations of usernames and passwords over and over and over and over. And because it's a computer running the attack, it can try a lot of combinations in a very short amount of time. And if your website passwords are weak, it's possible for a hacker to gain access this way. But even with strong passwords, brute force attacks can cause issues on your website. And because the bots are trying to log in so many times, it can overload the server, which can cause your site to go offline. And to prevent this, brute force identifies these bots and blocks them from your site. If anyone tries to log into your website and fails too many times, their IP is restricted from your site. So those are my recommendations, and of course we're out of time, so remember, if you have other questions, email me at support@webstore.com. text me at 903-926-2607 and join us next week for these questions and answers. Now, remember our sponsors this week, WP-SiteMakers.com, also Hosting-Master.com. Now, until we meet again, talk to you next week. Tell a friend about us and subscribe before you go. You've been listening to My WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress help.